The stock market on this particular day today, that is Friday, the 16th of September, is down by around 2%. And if you followed the earlier episode, we somewhat predicted the same thing, that the price will be coming down from here on. But today's episode would be about another asset class, which is a developing asset class, and that is cryptocurrency. We'll talk about the Ethereum merger. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the FinAzad podcast. If you want any help in planning your personal finances, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 705-824-8602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. So, cryptocurrency is one asset class about which we have talked a lot. One of the very few podcasts which talk about cryptocurrency is ours, and we have been talking about in detail about nearly all the cryptocurrencies, nearly about all the advancements that have been happening. And 6 months or 8 months ago, we had a series on cryptocurrency as well. So if you have been an avid listener to this podcast, you already know about the merger and what all is going to happen and how the technology is going to improve from here on in the Ethereum network. But once again, let us have a revision of the two main properties of cryptocurrency, and that is proof of work and proof of stake. You must be familiar with these terms, proof of work and proof of stake, and why this is important and why there is a huge demand of proof of stake nowadays. Firstly, let us understand that how in just a moment we'll understand how cryptocurrency works. See, cryptocurrency is actually a network of computers. Algorithms are running, and you have to solve the algorithms and make the system even more stronger. The computer which solves the algorithm or any problem in the algorithm, any mathematical calculation in the algorithm, is rewarded with one Bitcoin or one Ethereum or whichever cryptocurrency it might be. Now, let's say all the algorithms are running and a certain problem needs to be solved. So for this, all the computers are working together, all the systems are working day in and day out, and they are targeting the same problem to be solved. All right. So let's say there is a problem X and there are 100 computers, supercomputers, microprocessors and all of that, and they are working to solve that one single problem X, and only one of those 100 attempts will succeed and the rest 99 will not succeed, and all the energy, all the time which these 99 computers have put into work will go in vain. Is this a very good thing? Because in that process, we are losing a lot of time, we are losing a lot of energy as well, a lot of power as well, which these systems are utilizing. And hence, this is a very long and a lethargic process. This is called as proof of work. Proof of work as in, if you work, you get the reward. It is simple like that. So this is proof of work, where only one person will succeed and the other 99 people or other 99,000 systems or computers, they won't succeed, right? So the developers thought of something interesting, because if all the 99 or 99,000 computers are there to solve that one single problem, then there is a lot of issue of Ethereum network traffic as well, or Bitcoin network traffic as well, right? So you want only one person working for one thing, and if he fails to do that, then he should be penalized. In that case, 100 computers will have 100 different issues to be solved. There will be less traffic in one single chain, in one single blockchain, and 100 results will come, and the system will become stronger in the stipulated time. And if, for example, if let's suppose one attempt fails, then that particular component should be penalized, and there should be something which the system takes in as a penalty. So this second way of working, where everybody is working for a different purpose, for making the system stronger. This is called as proof of stake, because you put on stake something that you have, and in turn promise the system that you will be solving that problem. And if you fail to solve that problem, then the cryptocurrency that you have put on stake, or anything else that you put on stake, will be absorbed by the system. So this is called as proof of stake, in which the working time, the working power, is reduced to a very, very large extent. So this is the merge technology. So it is a technology upgrade where participants in the Ethereum network move from the energy intensive proof of work protocol to the faster proof of stake protocol. All right, because of this, Ethereum's energy consumption reduces by 99.95%. This alone will get some institutional investors interested, and because of this merge, this shift from proof of work to proof of stake, a lot of institutional investors are getting interested as well. So in a recent note, Bank of America used the example of an insurance company called as a certain Nixos Mutual to describe this in greater detail. What they say is that Nixos Mutual intends to use the Ethereum blockchain to dole out insurance policies for those dealing with crypto hacks. They'll collect your premiums, they'll pool all the money, and they'll invest it somewhere and then make the payouts. And all of this will be done using the Ethereum blockchain. In the real world, they could always invest the premiums in safe government bonds or and make a good return out of it, but in blockchain they have different avenues and different plans. So decentralized and centralized systems, as we know, because cryptocurrency, the whole idea of cryptocurrency is making the monetary system a decentralized one, where there is no one single authority. And these Ethereum networks will be used going forward, and it will be used for so many other purposes, and it is an ecosystem that we are developing. So the proof of stake protocols are being put into work, and this is exactly the merge which Ethereum is up to, and this will improve the system to a very large extent. So this is all about the Ethereum merge. This is not the first time that we're talking about proof of work, proof of stake, or the Ethereum merge. We have talked about it so many times. There was a London hard fork, then there was a Berlin hard fork, and all these hard forks also we have been covering on this podcast. So refer all the cryptocurrency podcasts earlier. If you are new to the world of cryptocurrency, you'll get a lot of idea there as well. That's it in today's episode. I hope this was valuable for you. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and check out our Hindi podcast as well, the YouTube channel as well. By the way, this English podcast of ours is in the top 10 Indian finance podcast. The ranking is given by Feedspot. You can just Google it out and check. And also download our app, the Finazad app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis for all of you. By the way, technical analysis is useful in cryptocurrency, reading the Bitcoin charts as well. So cryptocurrency as well as stock market, anything, you name it, and technical analysis is very, very useful. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.